All right, Bulldog Live here on The Pulse, 1-866-823-1077. I invited David Lang to stay with us for a couple more minutes so we can finish up this discussion here on what's happening at the State House. But as always, the callers tend to drive things a little bit on this show here. And David Lang is the president of the Professional Firefighters of New Hampshire. And let's go to a caller, Mark from Manchester. You're on Bulldog Live along with David Lang. How are you?
Pretty good, Bulldog. How you doing today?
Not too bad.
Well, I just wanted to call and respond. First, let me say, Dave, thank you very much for the service that you do. I'm honored to call and speak with you today.
Thank you very much, Mark. Good morning.
And let me say, in response to the representative's phone call a couple minutes ago and what he had to say, I can completely disagree. This state has made union a dirty word. There's a lot more going on here than just pay and benefits. It's also about working conditions. Contracts talk about working conditions. Right now, the state of New Hampshire wants to put our professional firefighters, police, corrections, and other professionals in harm's way by not only changing their pay and benefits, but also changing their working conditions themselves. There has to be a process when somebody does something wrong or they target certain people for certain things. There has to be a process to be able to represent that. And half of what's going on here is about the working conditions and what they want to put the people through in the state of New Hampshire.
Now, with that, Mark, let me just pause for a second because I'm not sure if David Lang knows who you are, since I know, and I think we should fully disclose this. Mark Jordan, he is president of the New England Police Benevolent Association, Local 250, the corrections officers at the state prison.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for what you do keeping us safe. We don't want your roommates heading out here in the street anytime soon.
Well, as I said, corrections is another profession. We put our lives on the line every day. When we go in there and you talk about management, you talk about mid-level management in this state. These senators and Republicans want to know where the waste is. Let me tell you, when you go in there, even as a union representative, they don't even want to talk to you. Certain unions have made union a dirty word. But there are other unions. We sit there and we fight for the people every day. We work on our days off. We work on our own time to represent the employees themselves. When we talk about passion, I have more passion than I can even stand myself sometimes, but it's because it's about the Constitution and the rights of free people to sit there and decide what we're going to take and what we're not going to take. And when we had this election this last time, we told those Republicans, if you voted for certain things and now you're saying you were lied to, you were told different, we're going to vote you in, but you're going to do it caringly and you're going to do it right. These people have not done that. They have come in with an axe and tried to kill people with it. But let me tell you, we are going to stand up and march and tell them that we want our rights and we demand it because every person in this state and in this country should have their rights held for them, due process. And the state of New Hampshire right now is purposely violating people's due process rights. And that's also what this argument and what this battle is about.
Mark, let me just say that I think you touched upon a very important point. One of the reasons my local union formed was over protective clothing, because we couldn't get gloves. When I first came on the job in 1980, we had very limited sets of breathing apparatus. In other words, the members that I worked with, the firefighters that taught me how to fight fire, they were the old leather lungers. You know, they grabbed the Lucky Strike, threw it in their mouth, lit it, hit the third floor. I mean, the day and age of that happening is long gone. We're working now, which I think needs to be recognized, especially to the state rep that called in, is our union spends a tremendous amount of money on research to make sure that firefighters are safer. Listen, we're right now having discussions with folks to create breathing apparatus that is integrated in the firefighter's bunker coat, so that you now every firefighter would have his own breathing apparatus inside of his coat with space age metal. Here in this state, one of the leading groups of fire protection, personal protection, global manufacturing, located in this state. I mean, we spend a tremendous amount of money researching with those folks to make sure that firefighters go in and come out safe. And that's what this is about as well. I mean, safety. What type of public safety do you want at the local community level? You know what? We can have an honest debate about how much we make, the benefits we get, and we don't want to be greedy. What we want is to be able to take care of our families, because after all, we're taking care of yours each and every day. And
correct. I don't want to cut you off, but I'd also like to say, I'll tell people what I make. I make $42,000 after taxes. All right, I pay my co-pays. I pay my co-pays for my prescriptions. What do they want to take from me? Right now, if I'd retired after 20 years, I'd make $1,500 a month. You tell me what you want to take out of that and how I'm supposed to raise my family. Luckily, I only have one child. But anyway, Bulldog, thanks a lot for your time today. And David, thank you very much. And keep standing up. And please, please, we'll be behind you because what's going on is wrong, and we're going to make these people pay. These people got in office and said they were going to help us, and they've turned our back on us. And people like Neil Kirk, we've seen for years him coming in and try to be anti-union and say it's because of the union. It's not the union. It's the people. We are the union, and that's what we tell people every day, and we try to get our members to understand. It's not the president sitting down in the office. It's the worker there every day, and the worker that's willing to stand up when they tell you to go do something that you don't agree with because it's either unsafe or it's illegal. So thank you very much again, Bulldog, and have a great day.
Take care, Mark. David, last couple of minutes that I have with you here before I have to let you go and I move on to other things. Yesterday, what happened in the Finance Committee with a whole bunch of people showing up, I don't know if any of them were your members there in the hearing room.
Yeah, we had a few firefighters there. They found out what was happening, and they responded. Let me just tell you what actually happened yesterday. I mean, it looks like, you know, that there were some folks there that were upset, and they were upset. They were forced to sit in a small committee room. The speaker refused to move to the bigger hall, which is Reps Hall, that holds over 600 people. I mean, in our democracy, the public, taxpayers, which we all are, have a right to watch what happens. We sent a delegation over, a police officer, a firefighter, and a group of people to meet with the speaker. He refused to come out of his office and instead called the state police to ask us to leave. That's no way to treat police officers, firefighters, or more importantly, the public, the voting public. You know, in this day and age, we need to have good government, not good tricks. We need to have good policy, not bad politics. And that's what this is turning into.
I think what people are going to glom onto, and that is the images and the sounds from the TV where they were, you know, it seemed like they were interrupting the chairman and the other speakers at the hearing. Did that happen?
That did happen, and it was out of mere frustration, and a lot more happened. I mean, we had a couple of bagpipers who were just playing a couple of tunes, and they had the bagpipes ripped out of their hand by a staff member. I mean, that type of thing is not what... Listen, in the early 1900s, management used the Pinkertons with bats to silence the worker's voice. We will not stand by to let the Speaker of the House or the majority in the House silence our voice.
Okay, David Lang, thank you very much. Professional firefighters in New Hampshire, how do people get in touch with you?
Thanks.
All right, take care. Your website?
PFFNH.org, professionalfirefightersinnewhampshire.org, PFFNH.org. Thanks, Bulldog.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.